Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. And we are broadcasting live from our new studio in Dorchester. And Adam Jones is in this morning as we try to knock out all the kinks and sound stuff. So it's going to sound a little weird. And we've got engineers who have been just like up 18 hours a day for the last like month. They have been kicking ass to get this place together.
And talent's always so easy to deal with.
How they are in a good mood, how they are still smiling after just getting sleep deprived and dealing with on-air garbage and the people like, you know, hey, this doesn't work and right. My headphones don't feel. They have been saints. So we are damn happy to be here. And by the way, be listening this morning at 7:20 for your chance to score a 4-pack of passes to the Leonard Hair Transplant Celebrity Bartending event. That's tonight at Del Frisco Seaport coming up at 7:20. We're going to have some gentlemen who are going to be involved in that in studio at 8 o'clock, including Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, and Brian Scalabrini. But first, I think that there is something that needs to be decided, and this is something that, Adam, I'm glad you are here in studio, that you've been called many times the Dark Knight.
Yep.
What do they call you? The Vulture?
Vulture.
The sports Vulture?
Yep.
Like to pick at the carcass of whenever anything bad happens. Who are your usual targets? You are not a fan of...
Oh, like you're Marcus Smart, you're Jackie Bradley.
Jackie Bradley's a big one. Like anytime Jackie Bradley does something bad, everyone starts tweeting you.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
with pictures of a vulture, like here he goes, he's going to go off.
Yep.
And Marcus Smart, that's something that I've enjoyed during the season, you kind of going off on him.
Those are two of the primary offenders.
They're the two worst ones?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we thought there are a decent amount of people in the sports media who we have arrested and...
Hot take police. It's idiotic. You're a moron.
So now it is our duty here on the Toucher and Rich Show to find out who is the worst offender of the hot take police. The person who gets the biggest reward for being arrested and brought in on all charges of doing nothing but flaming takes out of the mouth, out of the face, and all over your television and radio sets. So we are going to start a brand new bracket. Called the hottest hot taker bracket.
Nice.
Now the question
in
is,
which we will determine via your vote who is the worst offender of the hot take police.
Now we don't know. There's a bracket involved here.
There is.
We do not know. This is kind of like the big reveal. You know, no one knows who's in the bracket. Do you, Sports Vulture, hope that you are in this bracket?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to win something?
Well, I mean, just of course, you just
the mantle that you've craved since you started here.
Yeah, I can put it in like my Twitter bio or something. Like
sure.
I won this. Yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Okay. Sure, why not? So actually, you know, you say you don't know who's in it. That's because we are right now going to put it together.
All right.
So okay. I say that we do an 8 because there's got to be like you could go 16, you could go 32. I think if you did just 8 of the best.
Oh, I won't make 8.
Old school. You don't know that.
So.
You don't know that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could also do just the Sports Hub and compile all of us together one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to do. 617-779-0985. We need to compile this. And now I think that because we are here on the radio, we should be able to pick two each. two of the so six of the eight we should be able to compile, and then I think
all
the
of
listeners.
Us? Oh
yes.
Wow!
And then I think the listeners should be able to vote and pick on who they think should be added to the list. All right, so each one of you, I want you to decide on two. There are two that
here
I,
or at the station.
Right, yeah, no, no, no. Just I'm talking.
Oh, overall. Oh,
this could be ESPN. It could be Fox. It could be anywhere. Oh, okay. Whoever is the biggest hot take offender, and the person who has committed the most crimes against all things sensible. And should be arrested by the hot take police the most. I think that each one of us should come up with two. And then the listeners, we rely on them to figure out who the last two will be. And we'll start having the battles tomorrow.
Okay.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
So I've already come up with two that absolutely have to be on this list.
Here.
Without any doubt in my mind, the first two people I need to put on this list are after last week. This is someone that I wouldn't have even thought about. But because of what he said regarding LeBron James one day making a great president of the United States, Chris Broussard.
All right, you just took one of mine. Now I have to think of something else.
Chris Broussard is somebody that will be on the list. All right, so he is going to, we haven't seated these yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think once we sit back and take a look, we'll be able to figure out the seating. The next one on my list is going to be a gentleman who, any chance he gets to say something completely absurd that makes Tom Brady look like he is, Joe Flacco. No, I don't even say Joe Flacco because Joe Flacco is actually kind of respectable. Just a piece of trash. This guy does it. And he's really honestly only known for either making these hot takes and being the son of somebody who's successful. Chris Sims is going to be on this list.
Okay.
Chris Sims is the guy who never puts Tom Brady in the top five quarterbacks in the league whenever there's a list that comes out, despite being MVP year after year or being in the top voting of best player in the league. Chris Sims just will find some new way to completely dismiss him being a decent quarterback, much less the best of all time.
Yeah, he's like, Josh McCown had a really good year with the Jets last season. We're going to put Brady a notch below him.
That's right. All so right. Let's now, have you come up with any, John?
I'll give Wallach seniority here.
Okay,
yeah.
I have. Well, here's the thing. No one watches him anymore because he's on a network that gets, ratings below SpongeBob.
Ooh.
But Skip Bayless is certainly a guy who is a hot take offender.
Skip Bayless is an easy one, but he is a good one.
He is a good one, and the other one I have, and he's off and on. He gives good story, but he just says stuff. Is Stephen A. Smith?
Ooh,
see, I was trying to think about Stephen A. Smith. As much as I want to rip on the guy,
no.
What's been his hot take as of late that's made you go, "Well, that's utterly ridiculous"?
He has a bunch.
I happen to like Stephen A., but he does have a bunch. But I'm trying to think recently, because the ones I was thinking of were like 7-8 years ago.
Maybe
I think he's
just
kind of toned it down a little bit.
I think that's his business to say wild stuff.
All right,
and get people to react. But those are my two.
Okay, so you have Stephen A.,
Skip Bayless,
and Skip Bayless. All right. I didn't even have Skip Bayless on my original list, but he should have been on there. Okay.
Can I throw a couple into the ring, or do we want to go to the calls?
Let's go to line one. I don't know your name. Who is this, Dan? Do we know? All right. Whoever's on the phone.
It looks like Greg.
Rebecca.
Ooh.
Nope.
No, it's the phone's out anymore.
Yeah.
we'll work on that a little bit. All right. So who are yours, Adam Jones?
Okay. So I think this, I know this guy drives fans in Boston nuts for some reason. Nuts. And Wallach said the, his didn't really register Skip Bayless. How about Nick Wright?
Nick Wright is excellent.
Nick Wright, who, I don't get how Nick Wright riles people up so much. How do you find him? Where is he? Who watches him?
Seriously.
He's one of those that doesn't, I don't really appreciate his work. Yeah. I don't know how to find his work. He drives people insane here, though. Why do people seek him out? I have no idea.
I don't even know which one of those shows he's on.
I know he's on one of the Fox shows.
Yeah.
But it's with Chris Carr. I do know the show he's on. So
the
I
guy
like
who looks perpetually surprised.
But Chris Carter. When is that on TV? I honestly don't know.
Is that Speak for Yourself?
I thought that was Skip Bayless.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to feign that I don't know. I honestly don't know the name of the show.
I think Speak for Yourself is the Skip Bayless show, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Shannon Sharp, who I love. Shannon Sharp, every time he's on the show, is
Super Bowl.
First things
Great
first.
Guy.
That's what's going on. First takes first.
Yeah.
All right. So.
So I know he drives people nuts. I don't get it. I feel like he's really easy to avoid, but he drives people nuts.
But you're putting him on the list?
Oh, I would definitely put him on the list just because he gets people's goat. And then I also really enjoy this guy's work, but he's a hot taker. I would go with Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd. Okay. All right. I didn't have him on my list either.
You seem very iffy about that one.
Well, Colin Cowherd, I have to think back because once we get these, we are going to pull up, it's our job to pull up the worst offenses.
Yep.
And we're going to play them and present the evidence before they are voted on. All right. Now we got, okay, I'm going to let you, Dan, answer the phones and pull them up. And you can say what their name is before they go on. So let's just go right down the list. Let's start with one through three. Dan, Tony, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey guys, what about the guy, the cliff diver, freaking Max Kellerman? He's known for saying Brady is going to retire 5-6 years ago. You know, he's been saying it every year. Every time he says something about Brady, I just turn the TV off. I know it's complete garbage.
Kellerman's excellent. Because Kellerman has been living and dying on the Brady's going to fall off a cliff argument, despite there being 3 years now of evidence. Since he's made that quote,
he's better than Cowherd. That's a better one than Cowherd.
Yeah,
Kellerman.
We're gonna have to write that one in. So you're allowed to switch. You're allowed to switch up. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna take calls 617-779-0985. We'll continue to take your calls. Who is the hottest hot taker? Who's the worst offender of the hot take police? We will get to that. We are making our bracket for this week on Toucher and Rich right after the CBS Sports Minute.
We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
I'm sorry. 98.5 is Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. Robbie, would you mind writing the name of the person that they were going to be talking about on this? That'd be okay. 98.5 is Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich.
Poor Robbie.
And listen, he's learning.
He's running as fast as he can.
We're in a brand new studio. Robbie, would you mind coming in, grabbing this sheet, and writing down the name of the person that they're talking about on each line? If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Unless they're calling about themselves.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate it.
This is the caller and then who they're talking about.
No, okay, so there's a one for line one, and I see a person's name. His name is Christian, right?
Yes.
Where does it say who they're calling about?
Oh, it does not say.
Okay, it does not say that. So please, could you do that for me? Thank you. If you wouldn't mind, Robbie, thank you. We're all learning here.
He's running. He wants it to be right so bad.
Oh, Robbie's a good guy.
He obviously just
didn't understand.
Run like the wind, gets it in here, and then runs out.
He was cooking in here. He was running back.
He's got a lot of fire. The kid's got a lot of spunk, I tell you. All right, well, caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a four-pack of passes to the Leonard Hair Transplant Celebrity Bartending event tonight at Del Frisco Seaport. Caller 10, 617-931-0985. We'll have several of the people involved in that, Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, and Brian Scalabrine in studio at 8 o'clock. But right now, we are looking for the worst offenders of the hot take police. We are making a bracket to determine who is the king of the hot take, the hottest hot taker. And each of us has come up with two each. That being, I said Chris Broussard, who proclaimed that LeBron James would make a great president of the United States. And then they ended up holding a 5-minute discussion on what a great president LeBron James would be. Have you not heard that clip yet?
No, I have not heard that.
That's Jones. Worth revisiting later on.
That's who you want as your president.
Trump has opened up the door for everybody.
Well, just the fact that was debated for like 5 minutes without anybody just laughing, going, what are we doing? Was phenomenal.
It's got to be a better way to get us to the top of the hour. There really needs to be.
My other pick was Chris Sims. He is Phil Sims' son, and that's what he's known for. Well, the only other thing is that anytime he can rip on Tom Brady, he does that, including never including him in his top 5 quarterbacks of the NFL, which is just hysterical. John, you came up with which two?
Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, and you, Adam, have you switched one of yours?
I think I'm gonna stick Cowherd just out of principle, but I went Cowherd and Nick Wright. A caller brought up Kellerman though, and Max Kellerman's a pretty good one.
That is a really good one.
Kellerman is one that we're gonna keep in the bank. Once again, the listeners are gonna be able to pick two. We're gonna let them vote on it. So let's go to Dan. Are you gonna pull these up? Okay, let's go to Christian on line one. Christian, I now know who you are going to request. Thanks to Robbie running back in here. Who do you got?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's up?
Take it, boys. I love you guys. No, I was just going to say Ray Lewis. I don't know about takes as much, but the man just says the most ridiculous things on the air or on the TV. I mean, you guys hear him every day. You guys make fun of him a lot.
If I could understand what his take was, then maybe we'd realize that it was a hot take or not. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Ray Lewis is someone that maybe shouldn't be on this list, but he just speaks gibberish. I mean,
the only thing that's why I do it, Skip, because I want them to know. Listen, bro, don't. Let the outside speak.
Okay, well, I mean, once again, he's a gentleman who just isn't very well spoken. I don't think he's good for this list. However, whoever puts him on TV, you got my viewership. There's two people who I don't care what you say about them. I'll watch them every second they're on TV analyzing sports. Ray Lewis being one, and Magic Johnson being the other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Gruden.
Oh, well, I love John Gruden. I mean, John Gruden is, and now he's toned down a ton. But John Gruden is not only a spaz, but the guy's like legitimately like brilliant. Like
I see. So the Ray Lewis and Magic Johnson you're watching for like the train wreck purposes.
Oh yes, for sure.
I got you.
And Gruden used to be somewhat of a train wreck, but at least he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Whereas Magic Johnson is like, let's go to the Magic 8-Ball, shake it up.
Yes. Real quick about Ray Lewis. I know it's slightly off topic, but Ray Lewis is going to get enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 3 weeks. Can anyone imagine what his speech is going to be like in Canton, Ohio in 2 weeks?
Still nothing.
August 4th.
Nothing's going to touch in the Baseball Hall of Fame Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson is the all-time best.
No, but I mean, Ray Lewis is going to go off on tangents. It's going to be 25 minutes, and it's going to be fantastic.
I heard they're not even mentioning Terrell Owens.
No, I was just going to say, T.O. would have been great. I feel like T.O. would have been a good speech, but they won't even bring him up.
All right, let's go to Rob on line two. Rob, you're on Toucher and Rich. Rob, what's up, man? Rob.
Roberts.
All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Let's go to Charlie on line four. Charlie, who you got? Charlie.
Charles.
Hey, Charlie, you there? Oh, man.
Oh, this is Rob.
Oh, okay. Robert. All right. Rob, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. You're on Toucher and Rich. What's up, man? Who do you got for the hot take?
Hey, guys.
The hottest hot taker.
My hottest hot take's got to be Schefter. It has to be Schefter. I mean, he's always coming up with something, whether it's right or wrong or... His sources say.
I kind of understand what you're saying, but he's more of an information guy and not really an opinion guy to get attention. You know what I mean? Like he's breaking stories and crushing stats. Let's go to
Vulture says thumbs down.
Okay, I like line five. Alex, you are on Toucher and Rich. What's up, Alex?
What's up, guys? So the hottest hot take of hot garbage trash, in my opinion, has got to be Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a good one.
Dilfer's a great one.
The worst. He's just a talking thumb, and I hate him.
But he's pompous while doing it.
Talking thumb. Right. That's the other thing. Like, he's like, it's one thing to, you know, get out there and try to, like, you know, shake things up. But that guy, like, is so condescending.
Yeah.
You know, for all you laymen out there who don't really understand the game of football, let me break down what's happening here. You know?
We saw a weak team, the New England Patriots. Let's face it, they're not good anymore.
And that might be, obviously, one of the hotter of all the hot takes.
That was a strong take, yeah.
That was strong. And you're right. God, he's so condescending. So, yeah, Dilfer's a good one. And he might possibly make this list. However, I'll give you Chris Sims, who's got 18 of those.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Dilfer doesn't have a lot of offenses, does he? Like, that was a strong, strong take.
Sometimes all it takes is one enormous take.
Yeah, it just needs to, it overwhelms everything else.
Right, it just makes your head spin.
No, I agree. Chris Sims has more volume there than he does.
All right, let's go to Caesar. Caesar on line six. Caesar, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
What's up, fellas? The one I can't stand will probably be Brian Windhorst. I've never seen a guy ride LeBron as much as he does. I mean, coming from a guy who put out a stat saying LeBron walks 80% of the time during an NBA game just so he can rest up. And then I can just imagine what his Lakers excuse is going to be. He wore yellow on a Tuesday. That's why he only scored 15 points.
Yeah.
Let's see what you guys think.
You see, Windhorst is a character. He's not exactly a hot taker. Now,
no.
Like Ass Barnacle? Okay, if we had a bracket of that, then he would probably be a one seed.
He would be high in the Ass Barnacle bracket, yeah.
Windhorst.
Him climbing up Beacon Hill on his last trip in Boston.
All right, well let's take one more. Windhorst, stop. Stop. I know LeBron's going very fast. Stop. Okay. Thank you, Brian Windhorst. All right, let's go to line one. How cool is this? I can actually see their names on this phone.
Ooh.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, you have
all
a phone
right
over there?
Not bad. Not bad. Let's go to Steven on line one. Steven, you're on Toucher and Rich.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. This one might be out of the territory. What about Shannon Sharp?
Okay, Shannon Sharp's a good one, but most of his hot takes are about the looks of people who tweet him. Yeah. He'll tweet you back and click on your picture and just rip you into shreds.
He co-hosts now with Bayless, so he kind of gets overwhelmed
you see,
a little bit.
Shannon Sharp's one of those guys that I remember, oh, it was when the Broncos with Brock Osweiler beat the Patriots, and he just went off on Patriots fans. And, like, everyone was so pissed at him, so we got him on the phone to kind of defend himself. And he was so damn funny and so good at insulting people that he won me over. And, like, we talked to him in person at the Super Bowl, and the guy, like, is legitimately funny. He's kind of a psycho. Like, he said that he, like, studies his own videos at home and watches facial expressions of himself so he can, like, be better, and then watches the facial expressions of the
others. Oh, not, like, video of him as a player, like, video
of
him on
like,
the TV.
Like, being, like, a hot take debater. Which, that's kind of psycho, but all that being said, the dude is so good at, like, ripping on people that I almost kind of respect him. But he is someone who could go on this list. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Steven. All right. So I've got a list of other people that we've not even talked about yet, but we'll get to that later on. But first of all, we have don't you just love it when some of the teams in town try to throw out a little thing that they try to make a viral video? It almost never works, and it almost always backfires. We've got one of those. There's a team in town who threw it out there with a couple of local legends on it that, to be quite honest, maybe it'll become a viral video now after we talk about it. So we'll do that right after John Wallach's headlines.
Toucher and Rich. Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox will be well represented at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight. Chris Sale starts for the American League for a third straight season. Mookie Betts will lead off, and in his first year with his new team, J.D. Martinez will be the DH for the AL and hit fourth.
It's awesome. You know, it's a blessing. It's a dream, you know, just to be in this uniform where it was my childhood dream, you know, just they were my favorite team. And then now being here representing them, it's cool.
Craig Kimbrell will pitch out of the bullpen. Mitch Moreland will come off the bench for the American League. AL has won the last five meetings. The home run derby was last night. In the hometown entry, Bryce Harper was the winner. He beat Kyle Schwarber of the Cubs in the final. In other baseball news, the MLB Network's John Heyman reports the Baltimore Orioles are very close to trading Manny Machado. Tonight could be his last one representing Baltimore. The trade partner is apparently not the Yankees, who are in the running. Philadelphia Phillies could be in the lead after agreeing to deal one of their top three pitching prospects in a potential deal. Celtics have signed guard Walt Lemon Jr. to a two-way contract, and the Pittsburgh Steelers failed to come to terms on a deal with star running back Le'Veon Bell before yesterday's deadline. So if and when he signs, he must play on the franchise tag again. His agent said yesterday this will probably be Bell's last season with the Steelers. Sports Up headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. See Avenged Sevenfold with special guest Prophets of Rage and 3 Days Grace, July 22nd, Xfinity Center. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. I'm John Wallach in Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in just 30 minutes.
Miss something?
You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
That's great to have with us, a Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten. Blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal. It's opening day. The birds start to sing. The trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a Happy New Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, not very good. Not very good.
much Dick Flavin just goes, screw it, I'm done. I want to go shot it on or whatever.
Sometimes you got to know when to pull the ripcord, you know?
Holy moly. So I've moved over to the other. This is Touch and Rich, by the way.
This should be good. This is the Fred view I get. I can see none of you.
I got to go straight up Fred Durst.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, nice. The way the microphone is set up.
Chocolate starfish.
Yeah. Ben Stiller, you know you man, homie. So this is.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I have to sit over where Fred's board is because we've got like 84 people coming in studio in a moment.
Right.
At 8 o'clock, we have Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Brian Scalabrini, and usually an entourage of about 16 other people. And they're going to be here in studio. And we have enough seats, but I have to move over to where Fred's is. And this. You ever seen Lemmy from Motorhead sing in concert where the microphone's hanging down and he's like lifting up his head, trying to sing into it as it's like a foot above his head? That's kind of how the microphone is.
Yeah,
right,
that
here.
Thing is. Okay. Yeah, kind of.
Once again, everything is being battle tested today. Like, I mean, you know, you can only set up a studio a certain way until you actually get people in here doing a show and they're like, okay, well, this works this way. And the engineers, as I said, have been doing an unbelievable job, but it is kind of funny. Like, now I'm just like. And you lean over,
and you guys really are like your own entity too. Like your show really is like its own bells and whistles.
We are the biggest pain in the ass the station as far as like engineering wise. We do like a ton of like weird production and stuff that in machines that people don't use.
Right,
Fred's got this whole board.
Like my show, they just need the on off switch for the microphone. Like, that's all you need for my show.
Listen, you come in with the takes. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Whereas us, you know, we just have too much weird crap that we have to produce and do all this dumb stuff. So I mean, it's. We are truly pains in the ass for the engineers, and I'm glad they're putting all this stuff together. But somebody who's not a pain in the ass would be the great Dick Flavin, who we just played some of. Okay, so this always cracks me up. Whenever there is a team that puts something out via social media, because I guess there's some edict that you got to get in with the kids, you got to do social media, you got to get them retweeting and stuff. And sometimes it works, like... The what was the name of the show that the Bruins did with the Bear? It was called like the Bear and the Gang.
Okay.
I think it was, and all that right. was legitimately funny. That was they made it look like a 1970s sitcom before everyone started kind of doing that.
Is that the one where the Bear would like throw Canadians fans through plate glass windows, or was those just a series of commercials that the Bear did?
That was just a very good line of commercials. So this is the one where you had like Brad Marchand. And
that's right.
It looked like the Too Many Cooks thing. You know, it was like a really like, except it involved like the Bear and like, you know, it was you know, David Krejci like turning and smiling towards the camera like Mr. Roper when something was happening. That was legitimately funny. And then you have the Red Sox. And the Red Sox put something out this weekend, which... Maybe I'm out of line because, to be quite honest, I truly enjoyed it for probably not the reasons they were expecting. But this was called, oh, man, I think it's called like In the Booth, but it stars the great Dick Flavin and Bob Lobel. Now, Bob Lobel, what's he been up to lately? Since because I know that he's not on network TV anymore, right?
No.
OK. All right. So it's Bob Lobel and it's Dick Flavin. And they are sitting in one of the boxes, and they're having them try out all sorts of food, and they're playing this like kind of wacky music in the background.
Mm-hmm. A couple old dudes just chowing down.
It's like Statler and Waldorf. Okay. They're just eating, though.
It's not just Statler and Waldorf. It's just Statler and Waldorf, but eating.
Right. It's food.
Yeah.
Not drinks, which I'm sure would be preferred. But it was just food they put in front of, like ballpark food.
Yeah.
Try it out. Let's see what poet laureate Dick Flavin thinks of this stuff and Bob Lobel. Let's give you a little taste. John Wallach's already shaking his head. Let's go ahead and give you a little taste of what this sounded like. And that button's the one that tricked. There you go.
We've just been delivered some lobster nachos, a new specialty this year.
Oh. My mother told me not to talk with my mouth full.
Then why are you doing it?
Because my mother isn't here.
What did you give him?
I like that.
Didn't put that in there?
No.
You didn't put the drum roll in there.
No, that was
you,
doobie
doobie. Tell me that didn't happen.
That was, here's where you laugh. Get ready to laugh.
Scooby doobie doobie.
Damn. Da 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 da. That was a joke in case you didn't know. Ding.
Gosh, my mother's not here. Don't follow up on where she is.
Dancing, is this all pre-recorded? Yes, this is all pre-recorded. Of course it is.
No. Yeah.
No, this is not live on the air.
Don't follow up.
No. This is a 3-minute package. We recorded them for an entire 4 hours, and we got 3 minutes out of it. Let's take a listen.
Them a 10.
Why are you so easy? I'm giving them an 8.
Yeah, go back a little bit. Are they still judging the nachos? The old comedy drum. Let's go back to the comedy drum.
Because my mother isn't here. What did you give them? I'm giving them a 10.
Why are you so easy? I'm giving them an 8 because there ought to be more lobster. If there were more lobster, they'd get a 10.
I don't know. I got plenty of lobster on my team.
I know.
So far.
I don't have that much. You notice as well. Nothing on my side.
Very good, though.
They're great. Why would they give them to us when we're talking? I got it. They want us to shut up. We really think this new Fenway cuisine is to die for.
Okay, I don't think we should. Yeah, I mean, I think
Bob
they might
O'Bell
even
used to be the number one TV star and sports star in this town.
You know what?
Did evening sports for 3 decades, was offered the national job at CBS TV, the one that Nance wound up getting.
You know what the kids love?
What has happened?
Watching old people eat.
No, I like... Yeah. This is like the blue plate special at 4:45 in the afternoon on any diner in America.
Do they get points for everything staying in their mouth?
Just one. Yes. Oh, yeah.
God.
Major upset.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good, though.
They're great. Why would they give them to us when we're talking? I got it. They want us to shut up. We really think this new Fenway cuisine is to die for.
I don't think you should use the phrase to die for you're talking about food.
Considering it's you and I, probably not a good idea.
Because the Grim Reaper's going to come on soon.
Yeah, they're working.
Not happening.
Like death charm.
Dark humor.
This is not happening.
It went from like this like lighthearted affair. It's like,
I don't think you should say that. We could die next week, Bob. This isn't funny.
Don't say to die for.
Joking about death. Bing.
How do you want to go, Bob?
Oh, man.
What way? I've been thinking about it. What way do you want to go, Bob?
Considering it's you and I, probably not a good idea. You ever hear these songs? They announce these guys in walk-in songs?
I know they all have them. To me, it's just noise.
What would be your song?
My walk-up song would be Who's Sorry Now?
The makers of this video.
And Bob, what would yours be? Well, thanks, Dick, for asking. Mine would be Desperado. Are these tater tots?
Stop.
Why does that demand a drum riff?
I do like that Lobel's legitimately getting pissed, it sounds like. Because he goes, hey, Flavin, I'm setting you up. What would be your song? And he goes like, I'm getting close to the light. And then the other one says, he goes, hey, Bob, this is Bob Lobel saying, hey, Bob, what would be your song? Thanks for asking. And like, oh, yeah, at any moment. Now, what would be great is if you like did this just because you knew there was going to be like a cane fight soon.
Yeah.
Like the two of them just
that would be good. Well, that would be entertaining. Right.
It'd be like
if Lobel got whacked Flavin in the head or something.
It'd be like a version of American Gladiators. that would be kind of fun.
Desperado. Are these tater tots?
Good food.
Those tater tots sure do make the palate feel good.
Okay, now they're just being mean. Now they're just giving him food that's just going to clog arteries.
Tater tots? Talking about something four-year-olds eat. Tater tots.
Now we're going to give you a gallon of grease.
Jesus, God.
Yeah. Maybe this is just a plan. That Flavin's embarrassed us with his dumb poems one too many times. Feed him the tater tots. And let nature take care of the rest.
Yeah, maybe the Red Sox have just gone real dark. They're just like, you know what gets clicks? Someone kicking the bucket live on the air. That's what'll do it.
Good food.
Those tater tots sure do make the palate feel good. We missed half of the game, you know.
I know it.
Tater tots. Well, you can do the same thing I'm doing. You can pick something.
I want to do something different than
you. Well, you really? Why? Just to be different?
Yeah.
Okay.
8. 9. That's a high score. And I imagine that these are much more reasonable than the lobster tacos.
It's hard to believe, Dick.
Right inside a family budget.
By the way, those were lobster. They were lobster nachos. So, I mean, already, this is just not.
He's not going to.
Come on.
He got most of it.
What are we doing?
It's hard to believe, Dick.
Fit inside, right inside a family budget.
Just, please stop.
It's hard to believe something this good to be so inexpensive.
It's very good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, to die for. I'm sorry, I said it again. I said it again.
Oh, there he is, the Grim Reaper, waiting right outside of you.
I was going to say, you're going to die before me. Excuse me, gentlemen, the man with the sickle would like to see you over in the other room.
This is like for all the wrong reasons, highly entertaining.
Yeah. It's just so depressing to listen to.
I think they figured something out. Maybe you put them in like different uncomfortable scenarios. Maybe like Flavin and Lobel go to prison.
Oh, nice.
Throw them out of an airplane. Let's do that one. Just skydiving.
Have them try to fight their way out of like a prison riot. That might be fun. Like, Lobel's got to make his own shank.
God.
You know, Flavin, you know, maybe, like, barters his way out, gets traded for a pack of smokes.
Yeah. I traded you to the cell next door for a pack of smokes.
Right.
Good luck.
I think that's what you do. It's Flavin and Lobel go to prison.
Hey, you're going to eat that tray of food?
God, and then just Lobel just smashes Flavin over the head.
Oh.
And then he goes, ah, sucker. I'm down with this guy. Ever since he let me put a mop on his head, I've been taking care of business in this joint. So the Reds, you're sniffing on something good, Red Sox. You are. You're almost there.
Yeah, you're right around it.
Yeah, so
a little direction to push it in the right
direction. You're in the right direction. All right. 617-779-0985. In a few minutes, we're going to have about 800 people in studio, which is good because we like all 800 of the people that are going to be here. Rob Ninkovich, Wes Welker, Brian Scalabrine, and Dr. Leonard, and all these guys.
Yeah.
They'll all be in studio, and we'll have that right after this.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Ooh, he almost swore. 985 of Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. Adam Jones in this morning, and in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have in studio a very full studio. Our good friends, once a year visitors by Wes Welker. He does about once a year. We got Rob Ninkovich is going to be coming in, and Brian Scalabrine, as well as Sebastian Vollmer, I think, is joining them as well. It was kind of funny how this whole thing was booked. It was like on Friday or Thursday, right before I went out of town, friends like, oh, yeah, by the way, all these people are coming in. And I'm like, what? And so I didn't even know what time everyone was coming in. Like, Fred was, like, the point man at all this. And he's like, screw it. I'm leaving out of town. I'm gone. So, like, I'm glad that I guessed the right time because they were at this time last time. So I may not have been ready. So
there's just a lot of large people in the other room that are going to come in here.
But this is kind of fun because this is, once again, different than our old studio situation. This is our first day in the new one. And we are like right in the center of upstairs where all the radio stations are. So this is the point of the morning where when I worked in a building, it was like this. All the producers from all the other morning shows try to come in and poach all the guests.
Oh, did you see that happen? I went through there. I didn't see it.
Once word gets around.
Yeah.
That the one and only Brian Scalabrine is in the building. Everyone's going to try.
That's where Scal went. I saw him here. Now he's not there. Oh, so
Scal's a man of the people. He's trying to spread the word.
Sure, no. That's
so
fine.
Just get ready. Someone is going to try to poach them. It will not be Wiggy. However, we do not have to set off the Wiggy alarm because he.
But this is a good strategy. This is a good strategy for our show. We can start trying to poach guests from other shows at night. Maybe that's what we'll start doing.
You're going to end up getting.
You don't think there's going to be crawling the halls with lots of stars at night?
Your shift has great guests.
You think so?
Because it's all like the bands and stuff that are in town.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, all come by the evening shows and stuff like that before.
Yeah,
like
7 Mary 3, they're pit stopping from a Kroger.
Send Arcand out. Silver He's great chair.
If Silver Chair's here, I want to talk to him. That's all I know.
Well, that will be a ratings extravaganza. All right. Speaking of that, we will. Right after John Wallach's headlines, there will be no commercials. We will talk to Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Brian Scalabrine, and Sebastian Vollmer right here on Toucher and Rich.